Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Well, Robert Craig bringing us back, one of my favorite blues men. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me, especially me and my good friend Kirk Chaffetz, who's hanging out with us right now. Kirk is the founder and the CEO of Story Worldwide. Story, just like the story that you think it would be, it sounded. And Story Worldwide, check that website out. You'll learn a lot from Kirk, and maybe you'll see some things there that will cause you to take some action to make sure that you're not still operating your market strategy in the 20th century. This is the 21st century, folks. Things here are different. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. And when you hear the things that Kirk talks about, he helps us understand that. Kirk, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about conversation as media. You know, folks, in the first segment, Kirk talked about content and how you and I need to spend more time thinking about content, but also media. Because content is not, it doesn't do any good till it gets on a fast horse and gets out to the folks, and that's the media part of it, right, Kirk?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, media is a method or representation of a piece of content, right? It is something that is spreadable on a network. That might be the easiest way to think of it. It's a distributable piece.
So what would help us think about what a conversation as media could look like for a small business? How about this? I used this example earlier today, I think. So the guy has a local hardware store, and he competes with the big guys for lawnmowers. So he does a little video and he talks about how to crank your lawnmower in the spring, and he just posts that little video up on the website and it goes on his Facebook page, maybe Twitter, whatever, and before long the whole community has passed it around to help him, you know, to help him because somebody thought, well, this will help my buddy crank his lawnmower, whatever. What about something like that? Could it be that simple?
It could absolutely be that simple. It could be simpler than that. It could be a guy taking a video camera or a still camera, pointing at a particular patch of a lawn in the spring, and taking a picture once a day so that people could actually watch grass grow on his site. It could be. Anything that
never,
focuses
never
the
underestimate what people are willing to watch, folks.
I personally think that watching grass grow could be an extraordinarily powerful video. But it is whatever you find and whatever you think or you can demonstrate to yourself that your audience will find interesting about what you do or what you provide to them. It's providing value to them. You want to entertain people. You want to engage people. You want to inform them. So if you're in the lawnmower business and you don't have a blog, you know, entitled Zen and the Art of Lawnmower Maintenance, if you're not doing, you know, the watch your grass grow, this is one of, you know, death, taxes, and the grass has got to be cut are the three imperatives of life in the modern world. Whatever it is, you're programming a channel. It's as if, think of yourself as, you know, your second job is you're the president of your media network, and you've got an audience out there, and you want that audience to grow, because we used to live in an era when brands created content. Those were called ads, and that content told people about the brand, right? We now live in an era where the content is the brand, where without that story, you don't have a brand, because that's how people initially and over a sustained period of time consume brands.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, though, folks, here's one thing to remember. The term is conversations with an S as media. That means more than one. You got to do more than one. Hey, Kirk, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen, StoryWorldwide.com is his website. I got to take a quick break. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.